those days are gone.
Myself. That was Eric Carmen on your radio front. 19 minutes, 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Yes, been here since bright and early. Actually, it was dark and early since 5:30. Glenn Klein on the radio with Community Conversation for a thank God it's Monday morning. Fortunately, we don't have to live all by ourselves. I've got the great Tom Carco to the right of me in the news center. Melanie is in the reception area, the lobby, Sweet Lou Turner already in the house, and you're on the radio with me. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. As is my wont on these community conversations, I like to start with a commentary, and usually, as you beautiful humans know, on politics, and I have lots to say about it. Fortunately, State Representative Corey Mason will be here after the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour. We get to start with an uplifting topic on this Monday morning with Molly Bartelt. She is the executive director of the Wisconsin Senior Olympics. She joins us on Community Conversations. Good morning, Molly.
Hi, Glenn.
How are you?
I'm great, and I'm glad to be here. How are you?
We're glad to have you. I am doing wonderfully. Thank you for caring enough to ask. Where are you this morning?
I'm at our corporate office up in Brookfield.
How's it going in Brookfield this morning?
It's nice and sunny here. Can't complain.
So you guys have an executive office for the Wisconsin Senior Olympics. That's so cool. How did it get to be such a big deal?
Well, I'll tell you what. We started over 35 years ago through efforts in Milwaukee County with the Recreation Department and local senior centers. And some of the organizations that were involved in aging resources were involved as well. And one of those is the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. And their offices are located on Executive Drive in Brookfield, and they allow us to have space here. So we kind of have space within a space, and we have support of a broader organization as well.
How'd you get involved?
Well, around 4 years ago, one of the board members met me at a nonprofit luncheon and knew me from my grant-making work and asked if I'd be interested in being a board member. And I thought, well, this would be really interesting. The Wisconsin Senior Olympics starts for people who are 50 years and better, and my background was in older adult services, and I really thought, wow, there's a really neat opportunity to help seniors be healthy before they even realize they are seniors. And indeed, I want to say over half of our athletes are between the ages of 50 and 65.
And what sports do they compete in?
Oh, there's over 20 of them, from basketball to powerlifting, golf, horseshoes, bowling, tennis. We like to say there's something for everyone, no matter what your skill or, you know, where you're starting in life. So our most popular one is pickleball. That is the fastest growing sport in the country, actually, and we have nearly 200 people who compete in that.
Explain to the beautiful humans, Molly, what pickleball is.
Well, I like to think of it as a cross between tennis and table tennis. And it's played on a shorter court. The paddles are wooden, and you use a wiffle-type ball. And it evolved from a gentleman, I believe, over in Europe who had a dog named Pickles. And seniors love this, especially down south. It grew big down there first, and then it's come up here. And you can play singles and doubles as well. And I like it because you don't have to have the running endurance of tennis, but it's still extremely competitive and fun. You really, it's kind of, I'd ask people to go search for a pickleball video online, and you'll just see it's really I think it's a fantastic sport, and I think it'll continue to grow.
She thinks pickleball is a fantastic sport, and she is the executive director of the Wisconsin Senior Olympics. She is Molly Bartelt, who we're speaking with from the executive's offices in Brookfield this morning on Community Conversations on WRJN. Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Oak Creek, and I actually I live in northern Racine, right in Caledonia now.
Oh, you do?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how long does it take you to get to Brookfield every day?
Well, fortunately, I don't have to drive here every day, but it is a good 45-minute drive, actually. Not my favorite part, but I always have time to process. You know, where else we can spread the word about the Senior Olympics?
That's a schlep.
And honestly, I work from a home office as well as go out to meet people. So it's more of an on-the-road job, and I occasionally come in here to see. We have a registration assistant who works many hours, especially now we're leading up to our games, which begin on Saturday, actually. And so now there's more time up here.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. We've got the Olympian 5K and 10K, right, Ray? Yes. Run for 50-year-olds and over, taking place on the lakefront in Racine at Pershing Park. But you got to be 50 or over for that one, right?
Actually, for the first time this year, with the help of Real Racine and Steinberg Financial, Real Racine especially is helping us to have a 5K, 10K that is open to all ages. So anybody who is interested in getting out on a beautiful Saturday morning with their kids, there's actually a toddler dash. This is the first time that the Senior Olympics is offering an event for all ages, and we love bringing the generations together. The idea of that is very powerful. So having an event where not only, you know, the grandparents can compete, and they are competing for the Senior Olympics of Wisconsin, the gold, silver, and bronze, but they're also competing for a chance to go to the National Senior Games while having their family run right with them or walk, you know, behind is just a phenomenal opportunity. We are so grateful to Real Racine for, you know, helping to make this happen for us.
You know, our award-winning news director, the great Tom Carco, he's a runner, and I think he would categorize himself as a potential senior Olympian. We'll see if, I don't know if he's running or not in it. You might have to find that out after his potentially award-winning newscast at the bottom of the hour. How many seniors do you have participating in the Olympics for Wisconsin?
Right now, we have 980 people registered for our games, which will be over the next 5 weeks. Almost 1,000.
So this has been going on, you said, for 35 years?
Yeah, we started off with just a couple hundred, you know, people, and, you know, the sports have changed over the years. I think that's what's really neat. Depending on what's popular, I mean, back in the day, the bait casting was one of our events, and, of course, that's no longer around, but pickleball was added, and even new this year, we added three-point for basketball, too.
Oh, that's cool. You got beach volleyball?
Beach volleyball, no. But it's not that we couldn't look into that, but currently we play indoor volleyball.
Well,
and I will tell you, the women who compete in volleyball are extremely competitive, and the men as well, but for whatever reason, we have many more women teams who compete, and we actually draw people up from Illinois to come in and play our Wisconsin teams up here, too.
Do you watch the CBS Sunday Morning News with Charles Osgood by any chance?
No.
Well, speaking of searching out things on the internet, you've got to see the segment they did yesterday on seniors competing and staying fit.
Oh, I'm going to look that
really
up.
Really fascinating. These were men and women that were like in their 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And they had not only physiological makeups of people 30, 40 years younger than they did, but now there's evidence that if seniors will stay fit, it can ward off dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I saw some of that in the news. Some of our athletes qualify to go to the National Senior Games, and last year a study was held in Minneapolis. The athletes who qualified for nationals went to Minneapolis last year, and the chronological age of the athletes was completely older than the fitness age. On average, the athletes had a fitness age of 20 to 25 years younger. So we like to say, if you get out and get active, you literally can feel much, much younger than your age.
My mom is going to be 80 years old, as well as my dad, and they are so fit. My mom does Zumba still. She lifts weights. She plays tennis. My dad tries to keep up with her, and it's a little bit of a challenge from time to time. But and they are just as together as they could possibly be. And as I like to say, the 80 is the new 60.
Yes, absolutely.
She's Molly Bartelt. She's the executive director of Wisconsin Senior Olympics. The Olympian 5K and 10K run is taking place this Saturday at Pershing Park. How can people get more information, Molly?
If they go right to our website, wiseniorolympics.com, I have a tab at the top that says 5K, 10K, the Olympian. They can see information there. If they're ready to just register, there's a link right on our front page of our website. So it's wiseniorolympics.com.
You know, for the actual Olympics in Brazil, the entire Russian team was eliminated because of blood doping and steroids. You see that? Performance-enhancing drugs. You got much of the problem with that with the seniors?
I have heard nothing. But I'll have to keep my eye out for that.
You don't do testing, I assume.
For not
that.
At all.
That's
no.
Probably
we're pretty informal.
But I bet there's good medical care for you, because you got to be cautious with at any time where there's people competing in athletics. But I would imagine, especially with these seasoned citizens.
Yeah, we have, like at track and field, we have a nurse on hand, and other, you know, there's medical professionals that are athletes that are at these events as well. But we've really not had any problem that I'm aware of over the last few years. We're pretty careful, you know, with, you know, watching if there is a risky situation. But honestly, most of the people who are coming, you know, have been thinking about competing or participating, you know, for fun, and they've been practicing. So they're pretty ready for it.
That's good. A lot of hydration. It's supposed to be pretty warm this weekend, but the weather should be good for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, thanks for taking the time to do this and for participating in such a vital thing for our seasoned citizens, as we like to say. And she is Molly Bartelt. She's the executive director of Wisconsin Senior Olympics. Good luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you so much, Glenn.
Thank you. There she goes. What a nice lady. A nice man is waiting to bring you the news. His name is the great Tom Carco. He is awaiting us in the News Center with your WRJN Newsbreak coming next.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you'll always find quality products, friendly service, and low prices. What else will you find? Let's ask our customers why they love shopping at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
We come here a lot for the